It was terribly dark inside, and soon, together with a horrible smell, something flew out like smoke and obscured the sun. We heard something splashing, and soon something gelatinous, green and immense came out. Two of my mates died of fear. Another three were captured by its claws, and another fell among the strange architecture. It was terrible. I can't describe the thing. There is no language for such madness and horror.
God, I wasn't surprised that across the earth an architect went mad and young Wilcox fell into a delirium. The stars were right again, and the thing had woken up to get his power back. After millions of years, great Cthulhu was free again.
Only me and another man could reach our yacht, and after some minutes we could finally make it sail. But the thing decided to follow us into the water. My companion looked back and went mad. After some days spent laughing, he died. But I felt I could not escape. But I made a desperate attempt. I reversed the yacht, right against the gelatinous thing coming towards me. There was something like an explosion. The horrible smell of a thousand open tombs. A sound I can't reproduce here, because it was not human. Time because a green cloud covered my ship. The yacht could finally proceed more and more rapidly, but behind it, God in heaven, what remained of the thing was resurrecting into its original form. I couldn't look back again.